Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Well, praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. To Get'em Radio's boot camp. Hallelujah. Amen. Basic training in spiritual warfare. Welcome. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We adore you. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone are Lord. You are wonderful, glorious, holy, and righteous, victorious conqueror, triumphant and mighty. You are a healer, deliverer, shield, and defense. You're our strong tower, and you're our best friend. And we thank you, Lord God, right now, hallelujah, for your word that says that if two or more gather together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord. And we thank you just for touching each and every person that's on with us now, those who will be with us in the future, and each and every household in the name of Jesus. Move by your spirit, Lord God. And then, Lord, we thank you tonight for our speaker, for our teacher, our imparter, hallelujah, our activator, glory to God, our facilitator, Pastor Helen Price. We thank you, Lord God, that you just strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that as this the Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp is going on. Hallelujah. And then even afterwards, that there are, we dispatch an infinite amount of mighty warring angels and ministering angels to protect each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. Everything pertaining to life and godliness is protected by your spirit, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That as we learn the weapons of our warfare, that there is no retaliation in any way, shape, or form from the enemy, because we are protected by you, Lord. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So once again, welcome to our part two of our boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare with Pastor Helen Price. Amen. This is part two. I know she's going to catch everybody up with everything. And so without any further ado, hallelujah, we introduce to some and present to all Pastor Helen Price. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God. How you doing this evening, Apostle? Thank
oh,
God
wonderful.
For you. How you doing?
Excited.
Hallelujah.
Excited.
Glory. Glory to God. I thank God. I am excited too. I thank God for you, Apostle. And again, I want to thank God for you inviting me to be on your program, on your broadcast for this month of September, and especially for this time that we could have this boot camp, this basic training in spiritual warfare. I just thank God for you. And we're just certainly looking unto the Lord to just do all that he will do during this time. Our eyes are upon him. I want to thank God for Pastor Mom tonight and Pastor Catherine, where they are. I thank God for you. I send much love to you, Mom, tonight. I pray that all is well with you and all of the family and every one of the saints that are listening tonight in their respective places. I greet you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ. And also for those who may listen to this one at a later time, whether it be, as Apostle says, in 2055, it may be 3,000 if Jesus tarries to come. And so as we come even now at this time, I just greet each one of you that will be listening tonight. And so, Father, as we just come, I join my prayers with Apostle tonight as she came before you in prayer. I join my prayers with hers tonight because you told us in your word to trust in you with all our heart, to lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways to acknowledge you, and you would direct our paths. And so we come to acknowledge you in this service tonight, Lord Jesus. We come this day, Lord God, to say, Lord God, you're welcome in this time. Have your way like you want to do. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you for your good and goodness, for your tender mercies, your amazing grace, for your love, your kindness, for your fidelity and faithfulness unto us. Lord, we know that you live and you inhabit and are enthroned on the praises of your people. So we take a few moments just to worship you today, to praise you for your good and goodness, for your tender mercies and your amazing grace. We thank you again for the greatness and magnitude of your love for us, and that you gave the very best that you had to give, which is your precious darling son, Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for coming in the volume of the book to do the will of the Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior, our Lord, our God, our constant companion, our very best friend, for being our commander in chief. Hallelujah. For being the captain of our faith and the captain of our salvation, for being the head, hallelujah, the head of our lives. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in our lives. We thank you for your precious mighty blood that was shed for us, for your body that was broken, that we could be brought into right standing with the Father, that we could be redeemed, that we could be reconciled, that we could be sanctified and set apart even now, Lord God, unto yourself. We just worship you today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this better covenant based on better promises ratified in your precious mighty blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you even now that because of you, even now, we have a relationship with God our Father, not just religion. We know religion is not bad. It says in James 1:27, pure religion is this, to visit the the widows and orphans and their afflictions, and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. That's what true religion and pure religion is, that. And so many people are against religions because of the rituals, Lord Jesus. But it's about a relationship. We have a relationship with you. Hallelujah. We have a relationship. We're heirs with you, Lord Jesus. We're joint heirs with you, Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we can cry out to you, Abba Father, our Daddy God, our Pater, our source, from whom all blessings flow. We worship you tonight, and we say this evening, have your way. We love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for everlasting, eternal life. Thank you for life more abundantly. And then we thank you, Lord Jesus, that when even as you returned unto the Father, you told us it was for our benefit. It was expedient. Oh, Lord God Almighty, it was expedient for you that you go away. For you said, if you go not away, then the precious Holy Spirit would not come unto us. But you said when he, and you called him a he, you said when he is come, he would lead and guide us into all truth. He would show us things to come. He would glorify and magnify and honor you, Lord Jesus Christ. He would take the things of God and reveal it unto us. And then you told us, Lord, because that's so important during this time as we train in basic training, that he would give us the power, the dunamis, the authority that we need. Hallelujah. That he would give us the power to witness, to serve, and to love. He would shed love abroad in our hearts, steal us to the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Give us the grace. He's the spirit of supplication and of grace and of intercession. Oh, thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for who you are in our lives. Thank you for being the one who is our divine helper. We're not without recourse. You're the greater one. Hallelujah, Lord God. That's in us. Hallelujah. For that's the mystery that's been hid from the ages, which is you, Lord Jesus Christ, in us, the hope of glory, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for moving in our lives, helping us in every single area of our lives. We yield to you tonight, precious Holy Spirit, because we don't know how to do things as we ought to do. But you told us, kind Heavenly Father, come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy first and have mercy upon us. Let your mercy flow tonight. Have mercy upon us, Lord God. And then we can find grace, every earthly blessing, favor, and special ability for what we need to do. I come even now to the throne of grace tonight. And precious Holy Spirit, you're called the Spirit of Grace. I come this night and say, have your way and move as you would like to move tonight. Do what you do best. Minister to our hearts and minds and let us know what is on the heart of the Father. And we give you praise, Lord God. We give you glory. Lord, as we come this day, I join my prayers with Apostle as we stand together in agreement. We bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest. We resist and charge and command to be rendered absolutely null, void, and inoperable. Every single principality, every power, every rule of the darkness of this world, every single wicked spirit in high places concerning this service tonight and concerning every person that is listening and those who will even listen in the future. We pray this night, Lord God, that your word will go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces, that you would speak to us and through us with clarity, accuracy, with simplicity, Lord God, and with a good understanding in the name of Jesus. And we worship you in advance for it, kind Heavenly Father. We worship you, Lord God, that you're the greater one in us. You've not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us power by your precious Holy Spirit. You've given us love, Lord God, and you've given us a sound and well-balanced mind. So we say this night, Lord God, have your way. He's fine, that it'll hold, that I do what you do best. And we thank you. And Lord Jesus, again, you said if just two of us would gather together in your name, there you are in our midst. And we know when you're here in our midst, you're here to meet us at the point of our need. So we say, have your way. Have your way even now, Lord God Almighty, and do what you do best. And we give you glory. We give you praise. And we give you honor. We don't just pray just to hear ourselves pray. We don't just pray to be praying no long prayers. But we come in acknowledgement of you, Lord God. And we come in worship of you, Lord God. And we thank you because you inhabit and live in the praises of your people. So I thank you tonight, even now, that we praise you in advance for your mercy, your hasid agape, your love, your kindness, enduring forever on our behalf this night in Jesus' name. And we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, even now for moving this night by your precious Holy Spirit. So I want to thank God for each one of you that are here tonight. And we've been doing, we have started on for this whole month and tonight. I'm telling you why I have to really pray tonight, because when you're in on that front line and you're doing the, as far as being the one that the Lord is using as the one in training, and it's basically training, and we're exposing some of the works of the enemy. Of course, their enemy is only going to do what he's going to do, but we've got to do what we've got to do. And God has given us the equipment to do what we need to do in order to go forth in him. So we thank him tonight. We praise him. As I begin to come on tonight, I don't know who's having some problems with the back of their head, but I rebuke. I speak to that spirit of infirmity, every spirit of infirmity that would try to attach on to anybody listening, whether now or in the future. I rebuke that spirit from off of you, from off of your head, from off of your body. I rebuke it at the roots and in Jesus' name, and charge and command it in Jesus' name to bow its knee to the name of Jesus and leave you now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, that you're the greater one. Every hindrance, no hindrance can come forth. You're the greater one in Jesus' name, and I give you praise. So we began last week on our first week of this boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare. And as we began last week, I explained that it had started, this boot camp and this basic training in spiritual warfare began when we began to have a date night on Wednesday nights at our church. And when we began to have that date night, you know, I've said this and I'll say this again, many sometimes we have dates with our friends. We'll have a date night, meet you. It's a date. We're going to go to dinner, or we're going to have some special times, because in this busy world, there are times that we just need to turn aside and spend time, quality time with one another. And so sometimes we'll make a date, whether it be with our husbands, sometimes with our children, sometimes with our friends. You know, we make a date to go out and just come out and have a little time together. And so, but especially when it comes to with our mates, with our husbands or wives, when we go out to spend that special time, there are things that we talk about when you get together with your mate and you begin to talk about things that may be on your heart that maybe you haven't talked about before, or that you really want to be able to talk and get an understanding. So as we began our date night, the Lord began to minister to my heart that we need to be strengthened in the area of spiritual warfare. And he began to say he wanted me to begin a boot camp at our church on Wednesdays at our date night and a basic training in spiritual warfare. So we began that basic training on Wednesdays. That's on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock on Zoom. And if you ever want to join us 6 p.m. Central, you can do so and look on my Facebook page for those who are connected with me by Facebook. And Helen God Favors Me Price. And you can see that. But now, Apostle has asked me, Apostle Kizzy, the host of the Getting Radio broadcast, asked me to come and to be able to minister on this particular message for the whole month. And it has blessed my heart. So we began last week on the first week, which was the introduction of it. And we went over parts 1 and 2, that we're soldiers of the living God. We began to establish it in basic training in the armed forces. Soldiers must be trained. Become familiar with the following. They've got to be trained about the army officer and enlisted ranks. They got to know the ranks in there. To memorize the army general orders, the soldier's creed, general orders, code of conduct, and soldier's code. Many of them have to know that even before they get in basic training. And then they must be trained in who they are, what their identity is. And that also that they must be trained in the use of their weapons. And they must learn the dress code, because you've got to be dressed properly. So last week we covered part 1 and 2, which was we must know who our commander in chief is. We went over that last week very succinctly, and we began to find out that God is our commander in chief. Jesus Christ himself, he's the captain, called the captain of our salvation. And you can go back and Google that, and you'll see that you can look at part 1 and it can go in depth in who we talked about. Jesus is our commander-in-chief. But not only is he our commander-in-chief, he is the captain of our, you know, the United States of America. I'll say this again. The commander-in-chief of the United States of America is the president. He is over all of the armed forces in America. In the spiritual army that we belong to, we have discovered that Jesus is our commander-in-chief. He's the captain of our salvation. He's the captain of our faith, and he is the head over everything and everybody. That's Jesus Christ. We learned that last week. And then we went back over and began to go into that we have to know our identity. And first of all, we have to know who's in command, and then we must know our identity. And we went in depth into that identity package. That is so important that we would know and must know our identity, who we are. And one of the parts of our identity is, and it's only a part of it now, is that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And we will read that scripture in a little bit as a, one of our main scriptures for this time. But right now, I'm just going over our outline. So this week, as we come in on week two, we're going to do parts 3 through 5. We're establishing that we are in a warfare with an organized enemy. And we must know that the greater one, Jesus Christ, is in us, and that we are called to resist the enemy. On week 3, Lord willing, we're going to do number 6 and 7, that we are given delegated authority by God, and Jesus is our great example to follow. Week number 4, hope prayerfully, and Lord willing, we'll go into number 8. We must know and be familiar with the weapons of our warfare. And right now, I have 10 of them. I had 9, but I added the one more, that 10th one, that we must know and be familiar with the weapons of our warfare. Of course, they are the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, because the blood still works. Plead the blood of Jesus over this service today, every part of it. The word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Worship and praise. We got to stay in the praising zone. Worship and praise is a powerful weapon. Hallelujah. Prayer of agreement, number 5. Remember, sometimes we got to double team. You ain't got to always be a lone ranger out there. You can come in agreement. And I'm telling you, sometimes we need a soldier buddy. We do need soldier buddies to stand in agreement for things to be turned around. And we're going to be going over that. And that's going to be on week number 4, Lord willing. And then we have social intercession number 6, our 6th weapon, intercession in other tongues, Romans 8:26. Because the Spirit himself will make intercession through us with groanings that cannot be uttered with our own natural language. We love that we have praying in tongues Tuesday, hallelujah, with Apostle and the Get'em family. And I thank God so much for that, because so much is being accomplished by the Holy Spirit as he makes intercession through us. We may not know until we get to glory, until we begin to get with the Lord, that we'll find out all that was accomplished as we prayed in tongues on those Thursdays. On those Tuesdays. Glory to God. And then we see number 7, our 7th weapon, the sowing of a special seed. We see that the seed, there will be seeds that we can sow that will turn the tide and cause a quick reversal of circumstances. Acts 10:4 shows, and we'll get into that when we get in that part, but Acts 10 and verse 4 showed where Cornelius prayed, and his prayers and his giving came up as a memorial before God and his whole household, God saved. Is there a seed that you need to sow that will turn things around in your health, turn things around in your wealth, turn things around in the salvation and deliverance of your family? Then our number 8 that we'll be going over is prayer with fasting, Mark 9:29. Some things only come out by prayer and fasting, and we'll go through that in other instances where people prayed and fasted and things were turned around. Then our 9th weapon is a special weapon. It's our mouth, because that weapon will work with every single one of the other weapons. Proverbs 18 and verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we understand that when we begin to speak out things with our mouth, some of us, and we must do this, we need to cancel words that we've said that are not in line with the word of God. We need to cancel those words and command those words to not take place. So, Lord, I repent of every word that I've said that is not of God. Hallelujah. And then our 10th weapon that we'll be going over in that week number 4 is the canopy of God's glory is a defense. Isaiah 4 and verse 5 says that the glory of God is a defense. It's a defense. In football, they say defense is everything. There are things that we just need to pray the canopy, even over this service tonight. I pray the canopy of God's glory, hallelujah, as a defense and as a protection over everyone listening and over the program and over every aspect of it in the name of Jesus. Because these 10 weapons, they work together in concert with each other, the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. All that we do, it works in concert. If you could see an orchestra out there, and each part each one of the people in the orchestra plays a different instrument. Well, I'm telling you, that's what the weapons of our warfare are like. They're like a glorious concert that we, and but they're effective weapons. that as God has given us to use. And that's why, and when we're in basic training for spiritual warfare, we need to be so adept at using the weapons and then be confident and have confirmations that these weapons do and will work. Then on week number 5, which is scheduled to be our last week of the basic training in spiritual warfare, as soldiers of the living God, we must dress correctly. You've got to be dressed right. I love when my lovely niece, Stacy, when she came on as our military guest, and she was saying that people have to be dressed right. She said, you don't come out to the field with your T-shirt on and the things that you wear when you're in the barracks. You got to be dressed and prepared correctly in your bodies. And so I was thankful for that. Well, we as Christians, we have to be dressed properly. God tells us what to put off. He tells us what to put on. And then he tells us to put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand and to withstand all of the tactics, the maneuvers, the wiles, the methods, and plans of the devil. So as we do that in these 5 weeks, I've asked you all, if there, and some of you, and I thank God for you, I've got several that have already told me now that they will be a part of this for these next, now 4 more weeks today and the 3 more weeks to come. And so I, the Lord had laid up on my heart that at the end of this particular series that we give a certificate of completion to each one that finishes this basic training in spiritual warfare, this boot camp. And on that certificate, he has me to put in the places where we have who our commander is. Like if you could see after your name and underneath there are 3 columns. One large column that says on that certificate about who our commander in chief is. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And that we do have a new identity in Christ Jesus. In the middle row is the one with all the weapons of our warfare that are in there with the scriptures that will be on there. That's a keepsake that you can put on your wall or have it framed. And then on the 3rd row under on that certificate is a where the armor of God, all of the armor of God with this scripture on it and maybe a short brief description about it. And then we're going to, from Get 'Em Radio, we're going to sign it and thank God for each one of you all. And it will be a keepsake of that time, but also a reminder to keep before in the forefront of our mind and memory that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we give glory to God for that. So now as we begin today and we begin to come into the part of what we're going into today, which is the fact that I'm coming on down to my to our week number 2, and that we're going to 3 through 5, that we're in a warfare with an organized enemy, and that we must know that the greater one is in us, and we're called to resist the enemy. Now, our main scripture for this time is 2 Timothy 2, verse 2 through 4, and knowing our identity as soldiers. The word of God says, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2 through 4, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And the Amplified Bible says, take with me your share of hardship, passing through the difficulties which you are called to endure like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. So we're called, and 2 Timothy says he's called us to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. God wants you, beloved, to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Now listen, as we go back and talk about this being a good soldier, I still want to come back here and count in a few seconds on something, but I'll finish the next word that I'm going to say with this. It says, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. See, our commander-in-chief wants to be pleased. He wants us to please him. So he does not want us to be entangled. No man that warreth. Wait a minute. Now we not only understand that we're soldiers, but once again, that there's a war going on. And the New King James Bible of that verse, it says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has enlisted him as a soldier. The moment you give your heart and life to Jesus Christ and you are born again and saved, you are now enlisted in the army of the Lord. And you become a soldier who in this time of being a soldier, the word of God tells us that there will be things, difficulties, battles, There will be troubles, tests, and trials that will present themselves or try to present themselves to us as believers. And then in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, it says, no soldier goes to warfare at his own expense. One translation says, who serves as a soldier at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat its grapes? Who tends a flock and does not drink the milk? See, we are in a warfare where God himself, if you remember, that's why it has to go back to number one, or number one when we first began, is that we have a commander and a chief who is backing us. Oh, saints of God, you got to know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, that he is the one that is with us. Matthew 28 and verse 18 says, then Jesus came to them and said, Matthew 28:18, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He wants us to know Jesus came to them and said, all authority was given unto him. And then he said, therefore, go. In other words, I'm going to back you. I'm going to be with you. He goes a little bit further in Mark 16:17, and he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. That's one of the first things in our identity package is that not only are we a soldier, because that's where many people don't know, some know, some don't, that we're actual soldiers. We know of our other parts of our identity, but many don't know that they're a soldier. But we must also remember that we are believers. And as a believer, these signs shall follow them that believe in Jesus Christ. He said, in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. That is why it's so important that even though we're learning during this boot camp and during this basic training in spiritual warfare that we're soldiers, we saw that in 2 Timothy, but we must always keep in contact and intact our whole spiritual package, identity package. We have to keep that whole identity package intact. Because if we don't really know who we are and who's backing us, then we will walk in fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound and well-balanced mind. He's not calling us to be cowards and cringing. No, he's not called us to be that. He said, you got the greater one who's backing you. He said, you got the greater one in you. And you've got to know as a believer in Jesus. That's why in our identity package, we got to know, are you born again? Are you saved? And if you are saved, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, then he says he's going to back you. As believers in Jesus Christ, he said, there are signs and wonders that will follow us because Jesus told us that they would. And he's given us authority and power. Luke 10:19, he says, Luke 10 and verse 19, he said, I've given you authority and power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the work of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. In your identity package, you've got to know as a believer, that God says, it's my child, and there's my baby. And the next one we had was last week was that we're children of God. John 1:12 says, as many as have received him, they're called the children of God. We're his child. We're a believer. We're his child. And so when we begin to think about his soldiers, we're not like Lone Rangers out here. You know, you remember the Lone Ranger at Tonto? He would have his mask on, and he would go out there to go and make sure everything was in law and order, right? But we're not lone rangers out here. We're not lone soldiers out here. We've got a Father, hallelujah, who loves us dearly. We got his precious Son, Jesus Christ. We got his precious Holy Spirit. That's why Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you out here by yourself. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you a helper, and he's going to be down in you. And that's why the Word of God says, even in Colossians 1:27, that there was a mystery, there was a secret that was hid from the ages, even that was hid. That is Christ in us, in you, the hope, the expectation of his glory, the expectation of his power, his nature. Even when Moses said, Lord, he said, I'm not going any further with these people unless you show me your glory, unless I know that you're going with me. I got to know who's going with me. He said, I've got to know who's going with me. And we've got to know that the greater one, Jesus Christ, is the one who's with us and in us. And that's so important when we're talking about, I'm going into the fact that we do have an enemy, and we're going to look at his ranks in just a few minutes. But I need to camp around this, because as we begin to talk about how he's so organized, we're going to be talking about his ranks and how he's so organized and all of those kind of things. But you've got to understand who is with us. Who is with us down on the inside? The greater one is in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's called the great head of the church, Jesus Christ is. I'm going to read this again for you in Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now look at 21, Ephesians 1 and verse 21. Far above, Jesus is far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him, that is Jesus Christ, to be the head over all the things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So we see that Jesus Christ, the great head of the church, many times when I lay hands on people, I say, I lay my hands on you in obedience to Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. He's the great head of the church. He's the one who is omnipotent, all-powerful. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times. And he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. And as soldiers in the army of the Lord, we've got to know not only that we're soldiers, that's important, because many did not know that, but we've also got to know our whole full identity package. Because it's very important that we know who we are and clarify who we are in Christ. Anytime you see in the Bible, I've said it before and I'll say it again, wherever you see in him, in whom, in Christ, you need to take note of it, put it somewhere special, make your own special place where you find out who you are. Because there will always be, and I'm going to say this again to you now, because we're going to, there will always be ones who will question who you are. And even our own, you've got the world, we'll look at that in a few minutes, you've got the world, our own flesh will come against us. You not just have the world, you not just have the devil, you got the world, the flesh, and the devil. I often see this like, if you look on a shelf, let's say, you know, because people like to put the floating shelves in their kitchens now, or sometimes people like to put floating shelves. And they may have three floating shelves so they can set a picture frame on it. But I want you to get a visual of what I'm talking about. So let's put three. We got three shelves in front of us. On that one shelf is the world. The top, the world. The next is the flesh. And the next is the devil. And each one of them are trying to input information into our mind and enter. And we'll talk about that as we go along, because the biggest battlefield, the biggest difficulty is between our two ears, the battlefield of the mind. And so the world wants to influence our mind with what they say. Our own flesh will try. That's the closest thing we got to us. We know that when we're trying to stay on a diet or eating program or trying to resist in our flesh. That flesh will come against you. And we have to be ones that will overcome in that area. And then we have the devil himself with his ranks and forces that will try to come. And the world, the flesh, and the devil many times will work in cahoots with one another. But we've got to understand, again, that the greater one, Jesus Christ, is in us. And so when something tries to question about who you are, you've got to understand and know this, who you are. Not only are you a soldier, that's what we're establishing during this time, that we're soldiers in the army of the Lord, but we got to understand the whole package. We read on one on the other night, Acts 19, and I think the last time we were on, Acts 19, and starting with verse 11. And we saw how God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick, handkerchiefs, aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. that anointing that God had placed upon Paul, special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul. But even when he would put on handkerchiefs and aprons on his body, he would take it. And I know that to be so. When you got somebody that's anointed, and they prayed over that, laid it upon themselves, and that anointing that is upon them transfers to that handkerchief or to that apron, and they put it on people's heads, their heads stop hurting. Right now, I speak to somebody who's having a headache in the frontal part of their head. I rebuke it at the root, and in Jesus' name, charge and command it to leave your body now and not return in Jesus' name. And so they said that Paul, he had brought into him the sick with handkerchiefs, aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. But then we see in verse 13 of Acts 19 that there were certain vagabond Jews, exorcists, who took upon themselves to call over them, which had evil spirits, the name of Jesus Christ. They said, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches, that we adjure you, they're going to call out spirits over from over people, and they said, we adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul preaches. And then there were seven sons of one man, Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And look what the evil spirit said to them in verse 15. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. But see, when we know who we are in Christ Jesus, when we know our identity package in him, we know as a believer that there are going to be signs and wonders that are going to follow us. I have gone, and I don't understand it. I'm going to tell you the truth. I really don't understand it. But I remember in the word, I understand about what happened with Jesus, that when he went in the garden and they were coming to get him, everybody fell backwards. They come to get him, and they fell backwards because of the anointing that was in Jesus. I can remember going in a gas station and going to pay my money. And when I got to the counter to get ready to give the lady my money, she fell backwards. Now, maybe I don't understand what that was, but she just fell backwards. I've gone out and I've had somebody, one man say, you, and I rebuke that spirit from over him. Then anointing, there is Jesus. Remember, it is Christ in us, the anointed one, and his anointing is on the inside of every believer. You, me, each one of us that are believers, the greater one is in us. And so as in our package, when we're talking about being soldiers of the Lord, now we just can't focus on the fact that we're soldiers. We've got to focus also on that other identity, part of that identity package, that we're believers in Jesus, and there are signs that follow us. We're a child of God. We're his child, and he's going to take care of us. I can see when something happened to me one time and my daddy came to see about me, and my daddy, more than one time my daddy came to see about me, and I'm talking about my earthly daddy. Someone had come and beat me up. They had beat on me or beat me up. And my daddy said, come on, go with me. He said, come on. And he took, and I said, oh, my goodness. He went in there, and I mean, he took authority in that situation. And then once somebody said something to me, he said, don't you talk to her that way. A daddy will come and see about his child. We're not only soldiers of the living God, with God himself as our commander-in-chief backing us, but he's our daddy God, our Peter, our source from whom all blessings flow. And then we also are chosen. I'm going back over the identity factor because even though we're soldiers, I want you to know as a soldier, you've got to know your full identity package. And even though we're rehearsing this thing over and over again, we've got to know, yes, I'm a soldier, but I'm not in this thing alone. I'm not a lone ranger. I got a God on my side. I got the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, a multitude of angels. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation. You're a peculiar people, the word of God said in 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. Ephesians 2 and 10 again tells us we're his workmanship. We're his masterpiece. We're his work of art. You're a work of art. You're created for a special purpose. Then the word not only tells us that, but it tells us in Revelations 1 and verse 6 and Revelations 5 and verse 10 that we have been made kings and priests under our God. God made us to be kings and priests. And then we're heirs of God in Romans 8:17, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Whatever belongs to the Father belongs to us. Whatever belongs to the Father belongs to us. You say, she don't say that again? Yes, I am. Whatever belongs to the Father belongs to us. And then it says that we're ambassadors for Christ. And we're righteous. And I'm telling you, there are great benefits for being a righteous one. And we are also called friends of God. We're a friend of God. I'm a friend of God. You're a friend. He's my friend. He's your friend if you have received him. We're the redeemed of the Lord, and we are to say so. We're sanctified people of God, sanctified by his body and blood in Hebrews 10:10, sanctified by the precious Holy Spirit in Romans 15:16, and sanctified by his word and truth in John 17:17. I challenge you to go and look up that word sanctification in Google. You can do it in Google. And look up and see how many times what it means to be set apart by God for a special purpose. You're a sanctified one. Yes, we're soldiers, but we're also sanctified ones. And then we're reconciled to God. That's important. You and I are, if our life is in Jesus and we're a believer in Jesus Christ, we are not enemies of God. We're not at war with God. God is not our problem, and we're not at war. We're reconciled to him. And then we're new creations in Christ Jesus. There's a reason I'm still going back over this, because the Holy Spirit says we've got to understand as soldiers, we're not in this thing alone. We're not renegades. We're not out here by ourselves. And then we're saved. The word of God calls us saved. Saved by his power divine. Saved to new life divine. Life now is sweet and our joy is complete because I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved. That's what the song says. We're saved in Romans 10:9-10. We're new creations. We're saved. And then we also learn, again in that 2 Timothy 2:2-4, that we're soldiers of the Lord. And so the reason that I go back through that is because as we begin to come into this time when we're talking about warfare, we must understand again that we are in a warfare, whether we want to be or not. Somebody said, if I just leave the devil alone, he'll leave me alone. That's not true. You're going to have to learn that you are in a war. And in Ecclesiastes 8:8, it says, there's no discharge in this army. You're not going to get in here and be able to get an honorable discharge out of it. The only discharge you'll get is when you go to be with the Lord. There's no discharge in this army. So what are we in? We're in a warfare, whether we want to be or not. And that's why this boot camp and basic training in spiritual warfare is so important. So in 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having it in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Remember, the biggest battle is between our ears. We have to say, that's not my thought. That is not my thought. I cast that down. That is not my thought. And we have to have that in our mind. That is not my thought. We have to tell the world, the flesh, and the devil, that's not my thought. Because if the thought gets down and goes down in your heart, it will come out of your mouth and will be able to come to pass. That's why we said one of the weapons of our warfare, the word, the mouth, is because the mouth, death, and life are in the power of the tongue. You can speak death with your tongue, or you can speak life with your tongue. Hallelujah. So we're talking about the war. We're going to go quickly. We're almost finished now. And even though we're going into this, remember that we are not. One of the scriptures that I just read just now in the Amplified Bible, it says, for though we walk in the flesh as mortal men, we are not carrying on our spiritual warfare according to the flesh and using the weapons of man. It says, although we live in the world, we don't fight our battles with human methods. Although we do live in the world, we do not wage war in a worldly way. It says, remember, our warfare is not carnal and fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Remember again, we're told what to fight and who to fight. The word of God says we're to fight the good fight of faith. And when we begin to get into our armor, we're going to be talking about fighting that good fight of faith. And we must always remember our warfare is not with our husband, the brother, children, parents, a neighbor, friend, employer, our coworker, our classmate, or our teacher. I'm going to say that now, or with our fellow Christians. That's not our warfare. That's stuff be operating with people, and you thinking it's them. And God says, see what you see? what you see going on, take authority over that. If you see obstinacy, contrariness, stubbornness, self-will, combativeness, whatever it is, pride, haughtiness, arrogance, superiority-mindedness, if you see a low self-esteem and inferiority complexes, take authority. You can see it with your children. Mischievousness, that mischievous spirit, whatever it is, that's not your child. That's not them. You take authority over that thing. And we must remember, as we do so, that the greater one is on the inside of us. Remember that in 1 John it says, you have loved God, little children. There's a reason I'm doing that now. And have overcome them because greater is he, that is Jesus, that is in you than he that is in the world. The greater one lives in us. And Romans 8, verse 37 through 39 says, they in all these things were more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loves us. Romans 8, 37. With Jesus on the inside of us, he's the greater one. And no matter what we come up against or no matter what we face, we have to understand that the greater one is in us. That's why it also says in 1 John 2, it says, because we have enemies that are against us. And one of the enemies is our sickle world. In 1 John, it says, 1 John 2, and starting at verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We have to know and understand that even in this world where we live at, that there are enemies that will come. And that's, he said, the lust of of our own flesh, the lust of what we see with our eyes. That's why it says, be careful what you see, little eyes. Be careful what you hear, little ears. We've got to be mindful of what we look at. Some of the things that we look at now on TV and in movies are tagged with demonic forces. And when those demonic forces, when we turn on our TV, there are some things that will come in our house and we don't understand what is actually going on. So we have to be mindful of what we put before our ear gate and our eye gate so it will not go down into our heart and eventually come out of our mouth. Now, as we begin, we must know and remember that we have an enemy of our soul who's organized in the ranks and has great wrath towards the saints of God. The enemy is organized into four ranks. Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I have often thought that because of the order, I thought it was an ascending order, that of starting the principalities, that it would be the lower rank. But I heard one man, Rick Rayner, I like his ministry. He said, notice that at the top of this list, Paul mentions a group of evil spirits he calls principalities. This word is taken from the Greek word archaion, an old word that is used symbolically to denote ancient times. It is also used to depict individuals who hold the highest and loftiest position of rank and authority. By using the word archaion, Paul emphatically tells us that at the very top of Satan's kingdom are powerful evil beings that have held their lofty positions of power and authority since ancient times, probably ever since the fall of Lucifer. So the first rank of the enemy is principality. That's his top rank. Then powers. Paul goes on to tell us that below principalities is a second group of evil beings he refers to as powers. This word powers is taken from the Greek word exousia, and it denotes delegated authority. This describes a lower second-level group of evil beings, demon spirits, who have received delegated authority from Satan to carry out all manner of evil in whatever way they desire to do it. These evil forces are second in command in Satan's dark kingdom. Now remember, before I got into all of these ranks, I told you who the greater one is in us, and that he's the head of all things, above every principality, power, and anything that's named, he's above it. Glory to God. The third rank of the enemy is the rulers of the darkness of this world. And that one is continuing his description of Satan's rank and file in descending order. Paul mentions the rulers of the darkness of this world. And it's this amazing phrase is taken from the word cosmokratos, which is cosmo and kratos. All right. And this is one where, let me make sure I got that. And these are like those harassing spirits, are the spirits that are still the rulers of the darkness of this world. And then in number four, spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul makes reference to this dispatch of evil spirits when he writes next about, let me go back up there to the third one, the rulers of the darkness of this world. I'm almost finished, Apostle. I'm going to go through this, but I want to make sure that I get this. Okay. And now this one is that one with spiritual, the one for the crop. Let me go back over. In Jesus' name, with the cosmos and the Kratos, this one is that it tells you and me that Satan is so serious about doing damage to the human race that he deals with demon spirits as though they are troops. He puts them in rank and file, gives them orders and assignments, and then sends them out like military soldiers who are committed to kill, steal, and to destroy. Just as men in a human army are equipped and trained in their methods of destruction, so too are these demon spirits. And once these spirits are trained and ready to start the assault, Satan sends them forth to do their devious work amongst and against human beings. So remember, from the very beginning, I said to you, Jesus is the greater one that's in us. And then the last rank is spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul makes reference to this dispatch of evil spirits when he writes next about spiritual wickedness in high places. The word wickedness is taken from the word P-O-N-E-R-O-S, Poneros, and it is used to depict something that is bad, vile, malevolent, vicious, impious, and malignant. That tells us the ultimate aim of Satan's dark domain. These evil spirits are sent forth to afflict humanity in bad, vile, malevolent, and vicious ways. That's why Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief, that's talking about the enemy, cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. We also learn in Revelation 12 and verse 12 that the word of God says that woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. That is why it's so important that we have this basic training in spiritual warfare, so we can learn our identity, that we can learn that we have a soldier, that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, that we can learn about the weapons of our warfare. We can learn first and foremost, who our commander in chief is, and that he is the one all power is given unto them in heaven and in earth. He is the one that will back us. And then he tells us and gives us what we are to do and not to do. In 1 Peter 5, verse 8 and 9 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. But the word of God said, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Even though we've gone through his ranks, and we're talking about today as we have these and we close now, as we're closing now, right now, we've talked about and began today that we're in a warfare. We understand that whether we want to be in one, there are difficulties, saints of God. There are battles that come up in our lives. There are difficulties that come up in our lives. We had a situation where a man was trying to force us to do something he wanted us to do. And I had to go before God to get the wisdom on how to talk to this man. And when I called him today and was able to talk to him, and the Lord he said, I'm the greater one in you than he is in the world. And he said, now you be nice, just as nice as you can be when you're talking to him, but you tell him what I said. You tell him what I said. And I did what God said, and the whole situation, by the goodness and grace of God, was rectified. We have a greater one in us. And one thing about it is that Jesus said he holds the key of David. He holds, listen, saints of God, as we close in this, he holds the key of David. He opens and no man shuts. He shuts and no, somebody can tell you what you can't do or what you won't do or what you can't do. Jesus says, wait a minute, I got the key of David. I hold that thing. I'm with you. But we understand that we're in spiritual warfare. We're in a warfare with an organized enemy, but we must know that the greater one is in us, and we're called to resist the enemy. So God bless each one of you today. I pray by the Spirit of God that it was done in such a manner that we have no spirit of fear upon us. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound and well-balanced mind. It's back in your hands, Apostle. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
And amen. God for you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Now, what a wonderful word. Amen. And just
glory
it was
to
so
God.
Much that God was saying, how that is said in the Word of God. Hallelujah. So please feel free to go back and listen to it. I don't think this is something that anybody can listen to one time and, you know, and just say, okay, and wipe your hands and say, I got it, you know. But, you know, you go back and you listen, you know, as the Lord leads you to listen to it again. Amen. Praise God. And it's been such a blessing to hear it on Get 'Em Radio. We have kind of a track that we're going in to cover all, well, not all, but 10 of our warfare. And so if the Lord leads you to listen on Wednesday via the Zoom, you know, the Lord may give her even more on that. So please feel free to listen. Amen. And thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. You know, every time I've listened to not the whole boot camp, but pieces of it, different places where you've spoken at, and I still get something. You know, I get something every time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And tonight, I mean, it was a lot, but I just wanted to just say something that I thought about. Feel free to press your number one key if you have any questions, any comments, any prayer requests, prophecy requests. Hallelujah. Pressure number one key. We're going to be opening lines first for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, and then we'll open the lines for others. So please begin to pressure number one key. And what stood out to me tonight so much, a lot stood out, but this is the main thing. You were saying, in whom, in him, and in Christ, to look that up when we're, you know, referring to our identity in Christ. And it's so important for our identity to be intact, because the enemy's just really working very hard. Maybe not very hard, but he's working with people trying to get us out of our identity. You know, and not to walk in our identity. And I just thought about, you know, how people say, I don't know if they still say it like this, she called me out of my name, you know. You know, when people began to say stuff, things about people that, you know, they call out of their name, something that's away from their identity. And so, yeah, so the enemy's trying to, you know, identity, trying to get people not to know if they're male or female, you know, and who we are in Christ Jesus is so important. And once, you know, once we know, and it's a process to really know who we are, then we can stand flat-footed, hallelujah, and speak the word of God, declare and decree the word of God out over situations and circumstances, and watch him move by his Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love so much. Just yes. Even think of us as being joint heirs. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. So, amen. So you can press your number one key. I see a few of you have. So we're going to open a line for you in a moment. And we'll see if Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine Hopefully you're in a good place. And I'm going to open a line. Hallelujah. Amen. Pastor Mom? Do you have your mute on?
Sorry, I had the mute on.
Huh?
I had the mute on. It's on.
Okay. It was very nice. But the talk and all. And I thank Lord for the voice he gave us tonight. And I thank Lord for that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. I can send it over to you.
Amen.
I pray for mom as we do each week. This day we lift up Pastor Mom to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even for the parts that she can just rest and be able to listen and let it go down in her ears, Father God. We thank you. I thank you for my mom, Lord God. And this day as we come, we continue to lift her up to you. We pray for your mercy enduring forever on Pastor Mom's behalf. We thank you this day, Lord God, for touching Pastor Mom and her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We rebuke every vestige of all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort from her body, and command to cease and desist and to leave her in Jesus' name. And we lay hold to and summons healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreating miracles and total recovery to every cell organ and system of Pastor Mom's body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, Lord. We worship you. We give you praise. And thank you for Pastor Mom tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank the Lord
for my word tonight. And I think my focus tonight was on the armor of God. We are soldiers. We got to try to keep that armor on at all time because the enemy is there to try to pull you from your identity. I was just, as you were ministering tonight, I was thinking about a situation in the family that someone saw that somebody did. Tried to pull me away so I could try to get out of that. When you said that signs and wonders will follow you. So when they began to tell me about what somebody else said, they were trying to lure me into that thing. I said, no, because God said, we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. I'm not going to get pulled into that because I know my identity. I'm not going to get pulled all the way off on the other side. And so I know that when the enemy comes, he comes to kill, steal, and try to destroy families. Is that this particular size, family, to me, is family is so important. If you don't have that armor on, you'll be always against your family and not only your family, friends or whatever. And so I just want to say thank you so much for that. As I'm reminded, I want to just stay on myself. I'm reminded that I'm just to be that good soldier that God has called me to be. That signs and wonder will follow. So thank you so much for your word here.
Glory to God. God bless you, Pastor Catherine.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Identity, very important. Hallelujah. Amen. So, and thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. And I just want to encourage everyone again you can press your number one key, and if you have any questions, you have any comments, you want to encourage the woman of God. Hallelujah. Amen. She has studied. The Lord has given her this word. Amen. Hallelujah. And so encourage the woman of God. If it's been a blessing to you, hallelujah, and I know it has been. Praise God. Okay, I'm going to open up the lines for others just a second here. I was just thinking also, if you would like to be a blessing to her, hallelujah, if you like to give, to feed into what God is doing in her, you can do that through via Cash App. And her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. And the two and glory to God is T-O. Amen. So $GloryToGod39. And that's her Cash App. So please feel free to bless her as the Lord leads you to. And, you know, once you put in the $ $GloryToGod39, then her name, Helen Price, will come up, and so you'll see that that is her. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's open up the line for, oh, hallelujah, Evangelist Janie. Hallelujah. Welcome, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I love that message. I tell you, I love listening to you, Pastor Helen Price, and thank you for that word. So powerful. And, you know, as I was listening, I love to hear you speak because you just speak God's word. It's just word after word after word after word. It's so powerful, so beautiful. I just love to listen to you speak. But tonight as you were speaking, one of the things that there were so many things that stood out, just like Pastor Catherine said, but, you know, just to hear that we are not alone. And sometimes, you know, we go through with these attacks. They start on us. And they start going, and we're still ministering to other people. And as you said when you came on, you know, you're now on that front line. You're standing there saying, okay, we're going to do these classes each week on, you know, spiritual warfare. And you're on that front line. But, you know, sometimes when we're on that, like you're saying, when these attacks come against us, we forget that we're not alone. And I just want to say I love you so much. I hold you in prayer quite often. And I just know that you're girded up. And I know that those angels are encamped around you and that the Lord is protecting you and keeping you.
Yes.
And that those words are assaulted. And when you speak, the glory of God just comes and falls. And like the woman in the gas station that fell backwards, well, praise God. You know what? When we're walking around, people should be falling over. When we're walking around, they should be saying, "Woo! What is happening right now as you are talking to me?" And that's when we know who we are in Christ and who he is in us. So praise God. I just love that message tonight. So thank you so much. It just encouraged me. I had to push my button. I was on there last week. I haven't sent you an email. I plan on being every week, but I'm going to have to send you an email. But I just loved it, and I've been under attack for the last couple weeks. And now I go into surgery on September the 28th. And so I found myself a little upset about that because I was expecting my healing. You know, we pray, we expect those healings because God says by his stripes we are healed. So I'm still claiming my healing. But yeah, just, you know, just hold me in prayer as I go forth on the 28th.
Glory to God. Apostle, may I pray with Minister Janie?
Absolutely.
Praise God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for this precious woman of God who is truly out on the front line for you and has been so for many years, Lord God. Holy Father, you let us know that one of the weapons of our warfare is the prayer of agreement, that if two of us,
yeah.
You said in Matthew 16:19, that if two of, that you've given unto us the keys to the kingdom, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching, that anything that they
shall
ask by my Father which is in heaven, it shall be done. So we stand in agreement right now, and we speak to every vessel. I join my faith with Minister Jane. I join my faith with hers right now. And each one of us on this line, we're joining our faith with Minister Janie. And we speak to every vestige of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, whatever the report that the doctor gave, we speak to that report in the name of Jesus. We bind it, we rebuke it, forbid it, arrest it, and resist it. In Jesus' name, the charge is commanded to be rendered null, void, and inoperable. Father God, come this day, and we lay hold to him. We summon, even now for Minister Janie, healing. We summon healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness. We created miracles and total recovery for Minister Janie from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We pray the word over Minister Janie, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon, no matter what the weapon is, no weapon of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort that is formed against Minister Janie shall prosper. Every tongue, I don't care what the tongue is, that will rise against Minister Janie in judgment shall be declared to be in the wrong in the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't even see something in the spirit. I rebuke every spirit of jealousy, envy, covetousness, negative competitiveness that has tried to come against you. I rebuke it from those that would be waging, because the word of God said jealousy is as cruel as the grave. I rebuke every spirit that would be those, anybody around you or anybody that knows of you or anybody that's listening to you. I rebuke the spirit of jealousy, envy, covetousness, and negative competitiveness in the name of Jesus. And I call forth in Jesus' name the canopy, Lord God, of your glory as a defense and as a protection from the top of Minister Janie's head to the sole of her feet. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and we give you glory. We give you praise in advance. We don't wait until we see it. We use the weapon of our warfare, which is worship and praise. We praise you that your mercy, your agape, your loving kindness is enduring forever on behalf of Minister Janie. Be healed. Let there be healing. Let there be wholeness. Let there be soundness. Let there be recreated miracles in your body or in her body in Jesus' name. And Lord, we give you praise in advance. We don't wait.
Yes, hallelujah.
We praise you right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you, too. God bless you.
Good prayer, evangelist. Hallelujah. Once again, we want to encourage anyone to press your number one key. We have two people. We have Minister Amber and Minister Rachel. Before we open up the line, I'm going to do a quick shout out for the phone numbers I know. Some I don't know your numbers, but Sister Debbie, shout out to you. Reverend Treva, shout out to you. Praise God. Minister Elaine, just shouting out. Praising God for you. Minister Camilla, praise the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Evangelist Shirley and Sister Janza, we sending you a shout out as well. Minister Kiva, shout out. Hallelujah. Minister Carrie, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank God for all of you. And Sister Josephine, glory to God. Good to see you with us. So a shout out to all of you, even the ones that I don't know your phone numbers. So welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. Please feel free. If this is even your first time calling in to Get 'Em Radio, you can still press your number one key, and we'll hear you tonight. Amen. So here we go. I want to say Evangelist Amber, glory to God. Welcome, Amber. You have your mute on?
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I just want to say hello to everyone tonight, and I pray God blesses everyone, and I want to say a word about my mom, Pastor Helen Price. I truly thank God for this boot camp that God has led you to do, and I can see the changes and the influence that God has had on so many lives already and that he will have in the future. So I truly thank God for all your words that you have said and during this series, and I just see it going really far, and I thank God for each and every one of you, and I love you so much, Mom.
Oh, love you too, Amber. Thank you so much for that word of encouragement to my heart. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. And that was beautifully said. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. I know this is a great influence, and it is going to go far. I really believe that. And I believe it's an influence and an impartation. I keep saying that. There's an impartation that's going on. Praise God. Amen. An influence and impartation. That's awesome. Yes, ma'am.
And Apostle, I did not say to her, I love you, Amber, too. I love you, sweetheart. Hallelujah.
I love you too, Amber. Amen.
I love you too.
Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. Hi. I just hope that everybody stay encouraged in the Lord, and this is really good listening to Pastor Aunt Helen. God bless her. And it is so true that, yes, the enemy is attacking all leaders and stuff. And so I just pray that God just cover every leader and strengthen them in the name of Jesus, and that he keep each and every one of you, because you are on the front lines, and you are, and may he cover y'all and be y'all shield of comfort from the arrows of the wicked. And may he just keep y'all just strong as y'all stand firm in him and keep trusting in him. And I love each and every one of you. Stay encouraged.
Amen. Amen.
I love you too, Minister Rachel. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Amen. Love you. Good comment. Wow. Thank you. Okay, now I see area code 618409. Welcome. I don't recognize your number. Tell us who you are. Welcome.
Okay. Oh, good evening. Hi, good evening. This is Sister Tammy. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me okay?
Oh. Hi, I should know your number.
That's okay. I don't get a chance to call in a lot. I didn't hear much of the broadcast, but I definitely heard, praise God, that healing is going forth in Jesus' name and being pronounced by the authority and by the blood of Jesus. I'm literally standing next to my brother in the hospital bed right now, and they just admitted him. He's a very difficult case. I won't get into all the details, but the treatment that's going on right now, he's just having some issues, and I just wanted the saints to pray and be in agreement for his healing and that he would get proper care before I have to leave him this evening. I really don't want to leave him, but I can't stay the night due to protocols here. But his name is Raymond, and I just love him so much, and I just want him to hear the prayers of the saints going forth on his behalf. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Apostle, what you want to pray, you want me to pray for Raymond?
You can go ahead and pray for him, Pastor.
All right.
Thank you.
Father God, and what's your name again, sis?
Tammy. Sister Tammy.
Tammy.
T-A-M-M-Y. Sorry,
I'm
yes, ma'am.
T-A-M-M-Y. Lord, I thank you tonight as we come to join our prayers with Sister Tammy tonight, Lord God, for her brother Raymond, Father God. And as we come tonight, Lord God, we lift up even now Raymond to you now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father God, as we do so, we speak every weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort in his body. As we do so, we rebuke all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort from his body in the name of the Lord Jesus. We charge and command it in the name of the Lord Jesus to bow its knee to your name, Lord Jesus, your blood, and to your word, and to leave him now in the name of Jesus Christ. We summons and call forth for his body right now, healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, recreated miracles, and total recovery in every cell, organ, and system of his body. Father, we ask that you would give Raymond miracles in his body, recreated miracles in his body. And then, Father, we pray this night for every nurse, every doctor, and every technician, and anyone who comes in contact with Brother Raymond this night. We come boldly to your throne of grace and ask that you would give them grace, grace, grace. Okay. That you would give them grace to work with and special ability. That word grace is not only favor, but give them favor. It's not only favor, but a special ability for what you call them to do. Give them grace to work with Raymond tonight. The right medication, the right treatments, everything that needs to be done. Grace, 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 grace. the grace of God. And Lord Jesus, yourself, we look to you, Lord God. You say your mercies are new every morning. And out of mercy and compassion, you healed, you delivered, you set free, because you are God of much love and compassion and mercy. I pray that your mercy, your multiplied mercies will be on behalf of Raymond tonight, that you would touch him, encourage him in his heart. Lord, I can even hear the love that his sister has for him, Lord God. But you have even greater love than his sister has for him. Your love is even greater than Tammy's, his sister Tammy's love is, Lord God. So we pray, Lord God, that your love, your kindness will be manifested greatly on behalf of Raymond tonight. Encourage his heart, Father God. Strengthen him where he may be weak. Build him up where he may be torn down. And, Lord God, thank you for surrounding him, Lord God, with the canopy of your glory as a defense and protection over every cell and organ and system of his body, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. In Jesus' name, all that I'm under is the baby king under. Let there be strength. Be strengthened this day, Raymond. Be strengthened. Be healed. Be whole. Be well. Be sound in the name of Jesus Christ. And I hear the Lord say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I am the Lord God that healeth thee. All that I'm under is the baby king under. He said, continue to look to me because I am your help. I am your help, says the Lord. I'm the one that will help you. Continue to look to me, says the Lord. He said, I said in my word in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This day, Raymond, this day, I just want you to pray with me this day. If you can hear me, you're on the line, Raymond. Are you on there? Is Raymond on the line, Tammy?
Yeah.
I want you to pray this with me. So, dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
Pray with me. This day.
This day.
This day. I commit myself.
I commit myself to you.
To you. My eyes are upon you. To you.
My
eyes are upon you. Strengthen me.
Trust in me.
Strengthen me. Heal me.
Trust in me. Heal me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you, Master. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we commend and commend Raymond to you and to the word of your grace, Lord God, that's able to keep him. God, defend and preserve him in Jesus' name. And give Sister Tammy a piece as she goes on now to know that, Lord God, you're omnipresent. You're everywhere at all times. You'll be right there with him. And your grace is enough to take care of him tonight. And, Lord, I give you praise. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Back over to you, Apostle, in case the Lord will want to speak anything through you. Hallelujah.
Amen. I was just thinking, Sister Tammy, I just praise God that you're able to go in with your brother. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you all so much. I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you so much for your ministry.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Have a blessed
God bless you. Thank you. You too. Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else? I don't see any other number one keys pressed. So anyone else, you know, don't be shy. Like I said, even if it's your first time coming on, you know, we have some time left. So please feel free to press your number one key. Hallelujah. That's how we know that you want to say something. It's kind of like your hand goes up or something. A little light can see that you want to say something. Amen. Okay, I see area code 201-275. Amen. I don't recognize your number, but I'm going to open your line and you tell me who you are.
Yes, this is Sister Della, but I'm going to say Sister Delicent tonight. How are you, Apostle?
All right, Sister Delicent. Praise God. Good to hear your voice.
It's always nice hearing your voice.
Amen.
I'm just so thankful for the word that came forth this evening. You know, I thank the Lord. I thank Pastor Price. And one of the things that was such a blessing to me when Pastor went to Ephesians 6:12, how it was broken down between the levels of the devil, you know, and how that Jesus is our commander of chief. So that was an eye opener for me. And I just thank God for being back. You know, Minister Elaine, she texted to me, and I'm glad. And, you know, and the enemy tried to stop me from calling. And I said, you know what, I'm going to call this number tonight. Because last week when the number was given to me, I really forgot, you know. The next morning I said, oh, my God, I didn't call. And tonight, you know, I said to myself I wasn't going to call. And I said, no, I'm going to call. And I am so thankful to the Lord that I did, because it was such a blessing, you know, because, you know, I know that we are in the spiritual warfare, and we have to be armed up. Yes.
Amen.
So, amen. And I'm going to tell you, when you talked about, Pastor, when you made the statement about the gas station, I was just landing on the floor, but I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit was working in me tonight. I felt the Holy Spirit all in me tonight while you was giving the word. So I know that the Lord was there. The Lord was in the house tonight. And I just give God the glory that I was able to hear the word tonight. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you. Oh, my God, bless you. Glory to God.
Well, I want to ask Pastor Price if the Lord has a word for Minister Delison.
Hallelujah. Well, as soon as you said that, it was almost like a downloading process. I see the Lord in the spirit. The first thing I saw was turning it around. He said, I'm turning situations around just for you. And he said that word was for you tonight, that greater is the one that's in you than anybody or anything that's in the world. He said, so no matter what's going on, he said that word that should be coming out of your mouth, God is turning this around. 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 Hold on, my destiny, no matter how it looks. And he said, go back and study about him having the key of David. He said, I hold the keys. He said, no matter what nobody says, no matter how they say it, he said, I hold the key. I hold the key where your life is concerned, said the Lord. I hold the key. The Lord said, I'm getting ready to give you some Luke 12, 2 and 3 moments. He's going to not let anything hear to you that's not uncovered. Let none be covered that's not made known to you. Because God says again, I'm turning it around. I'm turning it around. He said, for surely he is the greater one in you than anybody or anything that is in the world. He said, be encouraged. He said, take courage. Be encouraged tonight. Oh, that I'm on this. He said, I did it before, didn't I? He said, I'm going to do it again just for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the
Hallelujah.
Work.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh, glory.
And it's shining bright right now.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Helen Pass Price. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Have a blessed night.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? You can press your number one key. Praise God. And you know, don't be shy if you want a word from the Lord. If, you know, if the Lord tells Pastor Price, she'll tell you. Glory to God. Amen. So while you're thinking about it, you know, press your number one key. I'm going to just tell you what is going on in our Get Them Radio family, and then I'll come back and look to see if anyone has pressed their number one key. Praise God. If you have, we'll open up your line. Otherwise, Pastor Price is going to give us her closing remarks and closing prayer. So let me let you know what's going on Get Them Radio. The next three Thursdays, we have three more Thursdays in this month, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th. And as Pastor Price said at the beginning, she will be speaking with our boot camp, Basic Training in Spiritual Warfare. So every Thursday for the rest of this month. Now, if you didn't hear from the beginning,
she's also saying that she will give us a certificate at the end of the boot camp. Praise God. And all you need to do to get this certificate, and it's just not any kind of certificate. It's going to be a keepsake and a reminder certificate when you complete the boot camp. So all of this good information that she's going through, not in detail, but, you know, you'll get the scriptures, you'll get the basics, like, you know, the weapons of our warfare. And so she's going to have a lot of good keepsake and reminder type information on the certificate. So what you need to do is to email her, and her email is helen.price1@gmail.com. So that's Helen, H-E-L-E-N, dot Price, P-R-I-C-E, @gmail.com. Amen. And just, you know, give her your name and let her know that you would like a certificate. And basically, this is going to be on your honor because, you know, some people may not be able to make it on Thursdays, but you can Google or you can Bing or any search engine, just put in Get 'Em Radio and put in boot camp. And then you'll be led to our Blog Talk Radio platform where you can listen to these to the boot camp any time of the day or night, as many times as you want to. Amen. So we pray that you can just listen to all of them, all five parts of the boot camp. Amen. And you will get a certificate. All you got to do is send her your email her at helen.price1@gmail.com, and she will send you, or we will send you, the certificate. Amen. Okay, so that's what's going on every Thursday in September. Then on this Sunday, and that's the second Sunday of the month, that's when Pastor Mom, the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, is speaking at our church service. And it's going to be 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, the same phone number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And we see how many scriptures that Pastor Price read today. Just wonderful. Because the scripture speaks for itself. The word speaks for itself. And that's what Pastor Mom believes, that the word speaks for itself. So hope we see you on this second Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching. And that's what we call it, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And so our Bible teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And she's been gifted in digging into the Word of God. Hallelujah. And then she also, while she's teaching, she teaches us, gives us little points and hints of how to dig into the Word of God. It is so good. And so it's at 12 noon Central every Monday, 12 noon Central, amen, and 1 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And it's, we don't open up the line, so this is just listening. So if you're taking your lunch at that time, put your headphones on and get some word. Amen. Okay, on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. If you have never experienced Praying in Tongues Tuesday, we want to invite you to a wonderful experience of praying in tongues, and then God gives us the interpretation, hallelujah, of the tongues. Glory, hallelujah. And so we invite people to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And so, you know, let me know, and you can pray in tongues. We'll put you on the schedule to pray in tongues for 15 minutes. And then after an hour, then we hear the interpretation. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, it has been no less than awesome. The Lord tells us things, even that's going on in the future about what's about to happen. It is just awesome. Some things we don't even understand it until it pops up in the future, and it's like, oh, my God, that's what he was saying. Amen. Now, one of the interpretations that we got this past Tuesday was about marriages, and that was pretty awesome. It just popped into my head, that particular one, but a lot was said on Tuesday. But this was that there's going to be so many marriages, and we're talking about male-female, heterosexual marriages, so many of them that people will be getting married, groups of couples will be getting married at the same time. Hallelujah. I mean, marriage, and the Lord was saying marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. Hallelujah. So love is in the air. Amen. And the Lord said the marriages will be strong and last long because it's all about him. Amen. Amen. So then that's on Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, last night we had our prophetic healing and with Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And so that's the second Wednesday of every month. So please mark your calendars and set your cell phone alarms for that second Wednesday. We only do it once a month. And so the next Wednesday service is going to be October the 13th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And last night, oh, God did everything last night. It was different for us, but there were healings that were taking place. So there was one person being prayed for, and then the Lord began to just call out some healings, you know, for her and who were not even on the line yet. And so they got healed even just listening, and then they let us know that they got healed as the prayer was going forth. It was awesome. Hallelujah. God is, he's just doing things the way he does it, and we're glad about it. Amen. Amen. So that's what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So please be led by the Lord and come and see us sometime. Sometime. Amen. All right, Reverend Treva, we see you pressed your number one key. Amen. Opening up your line now. Welcome, Reverend
Treva.
Hello,
and God bless you guys. Good evening, everyone in every respective places. And I really enjoyed the boot camp tonight. Looking forward to receiving my certificate. It was awesome. And I know
Amen.
We're going to need and we're going to be using. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And that's, I really believe that. You know, if we don't think we need it now, we will need it. I mean, every part of it, we're going to need this arsenal of spiritual warfare. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In the day and months and years ahead. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva.
You're welcome.
Now,
God bless y'all. Love y'all.
And thank you. Reverend Treva, don't go off yet. Don't go off yet. I don't know who this is. I don't know who this is for, what's happening, but as soon as it's like some, you know, like a stabbing pain up by the, underneath the breast, under, you know, at the top of the stomach, underneath the breast. And whatever, whoever that stands for and all that it stands for, I come and speak to it. I rebuke it at the root and the source and charge and command it in Jesus' name to leave you and me and anybody else, whoever it stands for and all that it stands for, in the name of Jesus. And any, and then along with somebody else, anybody that's having soreness or any kind of trouble in their mouth, in their gums or in their mouth, I speak to that. I rebuke it in Jesus' name and charge and command it in Jesus' name to leave you and them in Jesus' name. As a matter of fact, while Sister Tree was there, if there's anything that's happening in your body right now, lay your hands upon yourself. Just lay your hand upon your chest in Jesus' name. Anybody that's listening and you want, you know, just for God to touch. And we speak to the spirit life behind all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, and discomfort. We rebuke it in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave you now and not return. Whoever this is, whatever's going on in your body, it's not of God. We rebuke that and command it to leave now and not return in Jesus' name. And we lay hold to and summons healing, wholeness, wellness, and soundness. We created miracles from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And not just for you, but for your loved one. Even if you're standing for your loved one, that loved one that's been having trouble in their sinuses behind the eyes. We rebuke all sinus infections and nasal infections. We rebuke that in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave them in Jesus' name. And there it goes. There's a release. Somebody just got released from that in Jesus' name and be healed whole, well, and sound. We speak to that one that's been having problems in their respiratory system and their lungs. We speak to the root and to the source of all respiratory ailments in the lungs, the bronchial tubes, in the liver, the kidney, the spleen, every cell and organ and system in your body. We rebuke that in Jesus' name and charge and command it to leave you now and not return. Not return. Even somebody who's having a burning at the top of their stomach, we rebuke that spirit life behind that burning in Jesus' name at the top of the stomach and charge and command it to leave you and not return in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be whole. In Jesus' name, be well and be sound. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Thank you for praying with us, Sister Tree. Miss Reverend Treva. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. All right. Apostle, so, I turn it back over to you, Apostle.
Okay. Reverend Treva, were you experiencing any of that?
On my side and my stomach. I felt a lifting on my side and my stomach. Okay.
Glory
Hello?
To God.
All
Praise
right.
God.
Is it feeling better now?
Hallelujah. It's feeling better.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
We just thank you for, amen, a blessed and good night's sleep in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Claim that too in Jesus' name. Amen. And God bless y'all.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Have a good night now.
You too. Amen. Well, we're going to have Pastor Price to do final remarks, but I just want to do something for a few moments here, and that is the Lord continues to just lay on my heart to make sure that we're all ready to be able to pray the prayer of salvation for people at any time. Hallelujah. And so there's a couple of scriptures, John 3:16 and Romans 10:9, and then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. I believe everyone on the line is saved. However, you may be calling in, amen, and you've listened to all of this and you don't know for sure if you are born again, if you are saved. Then you say this prayer, these scriptures, and this prayer with us. You shall be saved. Hallelujah. And that's what the word of God says. So John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So the Lord loves you so much that he wants you not to die, not to perish, to have everlasting life. So he gave his son Jesus. And he's just asking us to do a small part. He did all the labor and everything. He's just saying believe. Let's start off with believing. Hallelujah. And then he gives us more direction in Romans 10:9. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved.
Amen. And he says it right there. There it is. Like, bam. He doesn't, you know, mince any words. He says it right out. You shall be saved. So if you confess with your mouth, it's saying a prayer. Praise God. And believe in your heart. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. Even little children make a choice to believe. Hallelujah. A choice to do this or to do that. Amen. So we make choices all the time, even from children. And so he's saying, you know, make the choice. Decide. Just decide that you're going to believe everything the Bible has said. You may not understand it all yet. That's okay. Hallelujah. Once you receive Jesus, then he'll, every time you open up the Bible, read a scripture, hallelujah, he's there right with you to help explain it to you. Amen. Yes, it is. It's just like that. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. To my heart, come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, that I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we just thank God for you. We commit and commend you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we thank God right now for just filling you with his Holy Spirit. Spirit right now, this Holy Spirit who will preserve you and keep you. The Lord is your keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then with his power, his Holy Spirit and power, so you can have power to walk right, to live right. Hallelujah. Power to speak right. In the name of Jesus, all the power that is available to you from on high, you have access to it. In the name of Jesus. And we praise and thank God for you even right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now, and also we want to invite you to come to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We'll be your church. We'll be the people that you can come to, and we'll help you to grow in the things of God. Amen. Just call up on Sunday. You can do it in your pajamas. Amen. Amen. Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. The same phone number, 516-418-5699. And so there's not any form, fashion, or show, but you will see Jesus. Amen. And we look forward to seeing you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go back to Pastor Price for closing remarks and closing prayer. Thank you again, Pastor Price. Amen. We really appreciate
you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle. And again, I want to thank God for you and for the ministry, God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio broadcast, and for every single person who's on this line tonight and those who will later on listen to this broadcast in the future. I thank God that I'm always, as I always said, honored to be on this program and honored that God would use me in his service. That's my prayer, Lord God. Here am I, Lord God. Use me. Send me. Use me in your service. So we thank him tonight, and we give him glory. I give you glory, Father. I give you honor. I give you praise for who you are in our lives. And, Lord, I just ask again that you would touch and heal and deliver and make provision and provide and change situations around for every man, woman, boy, and girl that's on each one of that's here on the program tonight and that's listening here, Lord God, and that you would meet each one at the point of their need, that you would give them a peaceful, beloved night's sleep. And even as you did for the minister, that you said to turn things around, that you would turn things around on their behalf, Lord God, make the crooked path straight. Every place that's rough in their life, that you would smooth those rough places out. Lord, I pray that you would draw each one of us even the more closer unto you, that we would spend that special time to hear from you and receive a word. That even now, precious Holy Spirit, the word says that you would be poured, that you would pour out of your spirit upon all flesh. I pray tonight for every person that's listening tonight and those who will listen in the future, that you would pour out greatly and mightily your precious Holy Spirit upon the heart and mind of each one, Lord God. Each one of us, Lord, in a tremendous way, Lord God. That you would even now, Lord God, take us to higher heights and deeper depths, Lord God. And help us, Lord God, in our walk in you in every single aspect. Bless each man, woman, boy, and girl. And, Lord, give them a peaceful, beloved night's sleep and all the provision that they need and peace, Lord God, and joy unspeakable and full of glory. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen. And your word says in the book of Jude, now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. In Jesus' name, I turn it back over to you, Apostle. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price, again. Excited and look forward to the rest of this month with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, everybody else, thank you. Well, even Pastor Price, thank you, love you, and have a blessed rest of the night. Amen.
Yes. Y'all tell the people that, don't. No?